it is, we can let down our hair, the moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. In the studio with producer Hardwood Forrest Connor, we have Mr. Mobius on the line, and we have in the studio investigator Shelly Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Shelly, you must be on top of the world right now. I know how much you love the Halloween season, and you know, your birthday is coming up soon. A lot of people's birthdays are on the horizon. Forrest is getting married soon. There's so much happening. I bet Wright's Coin Shop is exploding with excitement as well.
We are. We're celebrating our anniversary. 40 years.
And what is the actual date of the anniversary?
Oh, I can't remember. It was 40 years ago. You know, even Mom and Dad can't decide what date they actually got married. So if we can't decide what the date was that, you know, we actually started this shop, I'm really not, yeah.
So what is it supposed to be when you've been married for 40 years? What's like the 40-year anniversary gift?
You know? I have no idea.
I'm looking it up right now. Let's see.
He's in quiet.
It'd be cool if it was like a gold coin. I'm sure the Hallmark site knows. While I'm looking this up, tell us a little bit about what's happening. Did you get it, Forrest?
I'm looking at it right
now. Okay, tell us, Shelly, why is Wright's Coin Shop so exciting right now?
It is so exciting because everybody is coming in trying to buy gold and silver, and they are just buying everything that is not nailed down. We can't hardly keep up with the demand. And it's wonderful. It's fun. It's an exciting time.
Well, you know, people are already thinking about the holidays. And we know that a lot of times people start jacking up their prices around the holidays. So this is the perfect time to go ahead and start getting Christmas gifts. I bet a lot of people go in and buy Christmas gifts there at Wright's Coin Shop, don't they?
They do. They buy collector coins. But one of the most probably popular things that we sell are the silver eagles. And talking about jacking up prices, while we don't jack up the prices around the holidays, I have noticed over the years that, I guess it's because of the demand, right after Thanksgiving, the price of Silver Eagles goes up for us. So if you get them later, after Thanksgiving, they're going to probably be a little more expensive than before.
So this is a good time to start investing and coins in general.
Oh, it's a great time.
By the way, it appears the gift is ruby, and which is interesting because, you know, I have a huge ruby that I found when I was a little kid. I was like 4 years old, and mm-hmm. I found a large ruby, and I call it something like, I don't know, the star, the dark star.
The dark star.
That's what it is. It's a dark star of Asheville. It's a large ruby. I can't remember how many carats it is. I'm trying to find, because I wrote it down somewhere in an email how big this ruby is. And so maybe we need to put the ruby on display. It's too late.
Hey, maybe we do. For our special 40th anniversary, you get to see Joshua P. Warren's
Dark Star.
Dark Star Ruby.
I love it. Some of you are like, what are they talking about? All I can say is look it up. Okay, it's 32 carats.
Wow.
Okay? A 32-carat Dark Star Ruby that I found. And it has a lot of paranormal stuff associated with it. So if it's not too late in the year, we need to talk, Shelly, about putting this on temporary display.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, eventually it's going to end up in my museum.
Right.
Unless there is somebody who would like to make an offer on Joshua P. Warren's Dark Star Ruby. I will consider. But, yeah, okay, I got it here. It's a beautiful stone. It really is. I found it in Franklin right there on Cowie Valley. So, Shelly, if people know nothing about
coin collecting or buying gold or buying silver, or if, you know, they're interested in selling some of that stuff, how can they contact you?
They can call me at 828-298-5402. Or come see me at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
Now, be sure to write this down, folks. You can call and speak directly, if you so choose, to Shelley Wright at 828-298-5402. Or you can go visit them at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. Just take exit 51. Off of 40 there. Go left off the exit.
Yes.
And if you want a map and more details, go to WrightsCoinShop.com, W-R-I-G-H-T-S, WrightsCoinShop.com. Mobius, are you interested in my Dark Star Ruby?
Let's turn it into a laser and do an evil James Bond experiment.
That could be interesting.
That would be fitting. So, Shelley, you know, you've been a hard worker your whole life.
Yes.
And, I mean, you get up, you go into the shop every day, and you're taking calls, you're talking to people walking in the door, you're selling deals, you know what your customers want, you're following up, you're willing. Wouldn't it be nice just to say, you know what, I've worked hard enough and long enough, I'm going to just put all my worries aside, I don't want any more responsibility, I just want to join a cult.
Now, I was thinking more along the lines of, I'd like to win the lottery.
Well, but, you know, that may or may not happen. You can join a cult, though. I would imagine there's a cult out there that would have you.
I don't know. I don't really know who would have me.
Because you don't want to be the leader of the cult, because that's a lot of work. You just want to be in the cult.
Why do I just want to be in it? I'm a leader.
But then that's responsibility.
Well, but,
join,
you know,
I mean, you'll have everyone tell you what to do every day for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I'm a Scorpio. I don't like that so much.
Well, I'm not sure if you would apply for this particular cult anyway. There is a cult in New York that is taking applications right now. It's a sex cult. And it says here in the story, it's a Hitler-loving sex cult. Called the Nazi Nymph Squad Commune. And the man who has started this, he's handing out flyers all around Cornell University, and he wants to find 13, quote, spiritually alive, white, European, Caucasian partners to join his private cult. Now, he says he describes himself as Hitler, the dictator of this. And he says he's really looking for, quote, blue-eyed or green-eyed girls to be his life partner and join my private, spiritually alive commune where we will secretly be in charge of the Illuminati. He says, quote, my girls must come to Chicago to meet me in real life, your Nazi leader, to join me. The girls must have 20/20 naturally perfect vision, no glasses or contacts. Perfect teeth is a plus, and blonde hair is preferred. He says, quote, my girls must want to have many of my children. And he says his bloodlines go back to the year 1760. Another thing, if you want to join this guy's cult, he says, quote, my girls must enjoy playing Nazi music and art. They must play instruments. They must love cooking, cleaning, hunting, fishing, chores, and gardening.
I bet he looks like a troll. I wonder how many teeth he has.
He says he hates domesticated animals and pets, shopping in malls. He hates burning candles. He hates texting. So ultimately, he's seeking, quote, very open-minded yet very close-minded white girls.
See? He looks like a troll. Only a troll would say that.
I don't know. It sounds to me like maybe your myth that you can't apply now because you have red hair and it looks like this guy's in the blondes.
Well, I don't care.
Hmm.
Troll.
You know, is it that easy nowadays? You just hand out applications to start your cult?
Join a cult. It's easy. It's simple. Here, just fill out this form and you'll be a cult member.
We need to make a TV, or excuse me, a radio ad.
Join a cult.
I bet you've come across men who have attempted something like this before, haven't you, Mobius?
not exactly weird things, but you know, this isn't one of those things you just walking down the street and you bump into.
Yeah. No, that's pretty weird. All right, well, let's move on then, because we have quite a stack of Dark 30 stories tonight. And, you know, again, these are not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. I mentioned that Christmas, I mean, I hate to say it, but you have to. Christmas is now speeding toward us. You go to stores, you start seeing Christmas decorations. And apparently, though, Christmas has started way too early in Scotland, and a guy is not happy with what Santa Claus left him. Apparently, there's a guy in trouble for pooping down another man's chimney. They're calling it a flu poo attack. A Scottish householder returned home and found that, yes, some idiot took a crap down his chimney. The victim raged, quote, "I was just getting home from work when a neighbor ran up and said they had seen a wee Ned," which is apparently Scottish for a ruffian, "crapping down my chimney. He's even taken a photo on his phone to show me he was not making it up. At first I thought it was a joke." Here's where it gets really nasty. He says that this guy's poop landed in the grate and blew out and was all over the place, all on the rug in front of the fireplace. The guy says there's no way it'll brush out. What the hell am I going to say to the insurance company? Oh, some random passerby lad had a poop down my chimney.
Well, there's a picture of it.
There is a picture, yeah.
And he probably posted it on Facebook.
I've seen the photo. I know you have, Mobius.
I've seen it. It's weird.
I bet you even posted it on the Speaking of Strange Facebook page, didn't you?
I did, and it's been shared a lot. People just can't believe it.
Well, the guy, the Scottish man, says, "If I ever get my hands on little you-know-what, I'll kick him so hard in the arse, he'll never poop again." You know, that's just the kind of thing where I bet he was having just like a rough day already, and he was thinking, "Oh, I just want to go home, relax, have a beer,
sit by the fireplace."
No, somebody's going to come along and poop down the chimney.
Yes, another poop perpetrator story.
Oh, man. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, listen to this headline that I'm going to tell you about. I won't read the whole thing, but it has two words in it. Naked man and Sasquatch. Oh, God, where is this going? I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
And so, I'm around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself for me or two.
Thinking how things used to be. Dark night, in the dark night. Dark night, dark night.
On Speaking of Strange, that means this is content that is not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, often more sordid and seedy news that you don't hear so much about in the mainstream. That's why we save it for late at night and report it to you here. And, you know, it's a nice balanced show. We went into, again, some profound, enlightening subject matter, hour number two. Now we're balancing it out with the dark side. And before we get into this story that involves a naked man and a reference to Sasquatch, speaking of the enlightened side of things, Mobius, you know, I mentioned last hour that, you know, you and I worked together to create the Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. Tell everybody why they need to go check out the website.
I think the best example would be last year, the people in New York obviously just simply did not know how to prepare for a hurricane. I think they may have bought like an extra package of sandwich meat and a couple of Cokes and thought all was going to be good. The power went out and it stayed out. And the people who had, they had bought our Sunshine Simple units were delighted. They were charging their cell phones. They were able to use computer gear. They were able to communicate. And we actually know people. Some of your staff that were on Paranormal Paparazzi were telling us they were miserable. The power was out. They had no heat. They had nothing. No planning. This is the ability to take into your own hands the planning, to have power, to have energy, to keep the lights on when the storms come, when the winter comes, when the hurricanes come. And it also allows you to save on your electric bill. But it's also neat because you're using energy from the sun, free energy coming down. So it gives you kind of a step up on everybody else in the security. And this is certainly times every bit of security you can have helps.
Our standard unit is less than $1,500, and that includes, for the time being, free shipping and handling. So go to sunshinesimple.com. Just watch the video, and you'll see why it's so popular and why we've sold them all over the place. All right, here's a story from Manning, Oregon. The headline is, Naked Man Referenced Sasquatch Before Attacking Hunter with Rock. And I think, what does this mean? A naked man referenced Sasquatch. Well, police in Oregon still aren't exactly sure why a 20-year-old man allegedly attacked a hunter with an apple-sized rock one morning. The hunter says, here he is in the woods. He looks over and he sees this naked man running out of the woods, screaming something about Sasquatch, throws the rock, hits the hunter in the head. The guy then jumped on top of the hunter, screaming that he comes from a long family line of Sasquatches, beating the man and strangling him with a piece of clothing. The hunter, suffered broken fingers, a dislocated shoulder, and an eye injury, but fortunately is expected to recover. The deputies there say they aren't sure why the man attacked the victim or why he was naked. When deputies arrived at the scene, the victim had drawn his rifle on the suspect in order to keep him away. According to police, they are looking into all of the various assaults, second-degree assault, strangulation, menacing, and figuring out how to deal with the mentality of this man. I don't know if this falls into that kind of flip-out zombie category or if we've now transitioned into a more organic Sasquatch. Maybe the people who are evolving who are insane are becoming zombies, and the people who are devolving and becoming insane are becoming Sasquatches.
Good theory.
Why not? It's as good as anything else. All right. Shelley, are you a fan of slushies?
No, haven't had a slushie in a long time.
How about you, Forrest? Are you a slushie guy?
More of an icy guy. There's a difference.
What is the difference?
Icy's the ones that have like the Coke flavors and like the blue raspberry, the red cherry, and
The slushies are more the things that you put ice in first and you pump the flavors into.
Oh.
But yes, more or less, yes, I am a fan.
You know quite a bit about this.
Yes. I am a connoisseur of the iced drink.
Have you ever seen a slushie machine and just become enraged?
No.
Well, a naked woman did in Holyoke, Massachusetts. Police had to use a taser and pepper spray to subdue her. She removed all of her clothes and went berserk and started attacking the slushy machine at a Shell station. In the meantime, she had two kids in her car, ages 8 and 11. This happened just before 7 a.m. She was 26 years old, and they say she was trying to destroy it with as much force as she possessed. Even after being tasered and pepper sprayed, she continued to fight, kick, and yell until they finally got her under control. It took four officers to do it. Quite a battle. Of course, people are always trying to make sense of this kind of thing when it happens, and they're saying maybe she was using PCP, but so far, no definite word on that. Why would you get so angry over a slushy machine?
Was it working at the time?
I don't know. Breaking point. Okay. Well, here's another example of a guy who has an anger management problem. This is from Memphis, Tennessee. So, apparently, a disabled man who is deaf and cannot read was driving down Calhoun Avenue there in Memphis, and he had to take a leak. So he decided to pull over on the side of the road and go to the bathroom. And he made it very clear it was a number one and not a number two. So he said as he was using the restroom in the street, just like any normal person would, apparently a man who spotted him doing this became very upset. And the upset man ran over and put his hands around the neck of the peeing man and began strangling him so hard he could hardly breathe. Now, the victim here says, this man was yelling at me, but I could not see his mouth to understand the words he was speaking. I am mute, and even if not being choked, I cannot speak. Well, this made the attacker even more upset that the guy could not speak or communicate. And that is when the attacker left the victim and jumped into the victim's car, a 2004 Honda Accord, and just drove off in it. Stole the guy's car. And there was a 13-year-old dog in the car as well. So he stole... I mean, the guy is taking a leak on the side of the street, madman, chokes him, jumps into his car, steals his car, steals his dog. A witness said the suspect might be Frank. Now, who is Frank? Frank is apparently a guy in the community who considers himself the unofficial mayor and gets really mad when people don't respect his town. Now, does that remind you of anything around here?
About the mayor of a certain town around here?
Yes. There is a man that I've seen around, I've heard tell of, who calls himself the mayor of Leicester. I don't know much about him, but there really is no mayor of Leicester, but this particular individual calls himself that. Maybe similar, maybe not. The driver made a plea at some point for his car. He basically got into the media and said, please, whoever you are, you know, give me the car, feed my dog, please take it out to use the bathroom because I don't want my car soiled. And if you'll just bring my car and my dog back, I'll call it even and I won't even press charges and I swear I'll never do a number one in your town again. Oh, my goodness. What's happening? What is happening in our world? We're going to take a break. When we come back, I have a story that involves a naked man and cat food and a woman and a chastity belt. Yeah. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You are listening to Speaking of Strange. Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. I am Joshua P. Warren. Let me go ahead and reiterate, this is the hour that, well, it's not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Tune out if you find yourself in a scenario that involves those variables. More sordid and seedy activity on the airwaves, because we're reporting the darker side of the news. And seriously, if you're interested in possibly purchasing the Dark Star of Asheville, my classic 32-carat star ruby, I'll entertain some offers before we put it on display at Shelley Wright's Coin Shop or wherever else it may end up. I'll also remind you that if you want to see some amazing ghost photos, go to joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P. Go to joshuapwarren.com. And click the link to the world's wildest ghost photos. I might have to take that down in the near future. I can't say exactly why, so you better look at it while you can, while it's still up there. In the studio with Forrest Connor, Investigator Shelley Wright, we have Mr. Mobius on the line. And here's a story from New Mexico. A New Mexico man and his wife were enjoying a quiet evening at home when the doorbell rang. Ugh. Haven't you seen enough movies to know at night, on a quiet, calm night, when the doorbell rings, you don't answer that, do you?
Never.
Well, they did. And here comes the second mistake they made. The 22-year-old man then asked if he could use their phone. Ah, the oldest trick in the book.
Can I use your phone? My car broke down.
Yeah. Wasn't that even in the Clockwork Orange? That's how they gained access? Oh, so, yeah. Apparently they were acquiescing and going along. Then he said he wanted to sleep on the front porch. And they said, huh? And then suddenly they found him in the back of the house. He had broken glass. It was scattered around the back door. And then he stripped down naked and began eating food from the cat bowl. He also, at this point, took on a more ominous air because he produced a box cutter when they approached him and held it up to his own throat and said, I'm going to kill myself if you don't let me finish eating. The man then also asked, where do you keep your litter box? The couple immediately notified the police. They found the man there naked, sucking his thumb and grazing from the food bowl. Obviously, when you encountered this, you don't even ask questions. You just tase immediately. I think that's what it says in the handbook. If you see a naked man sucking his thumb, eating from the cat food bowl, tase! That's step number one. They tased, he lunged toward them, and of course, since he had the box cutter, that made things even more ominous. They quickly took him into custody. They asked the couple, you know, if they had any insight on what happened, and the couple just said, this whole night did not make sense, period. And that's the best logic that I can give you about that story. Amazing, isn't it? We don't make these up. I swear we don't make them up. Here's a story from Mexico. Have you ever really fantasized about putting a chastity belt on your mate? I mean, Shelley, has that ever been suggested to you?
Never.
A man that you've been with has never said, we're going to lock that up tonight.
No.
Because I'm going to go, you know, play a game of pool with my buddies. We're locking this down.
No.
And you wouldn't allow that to happen?
Hell no.
Well, a woman apparently did in Mexico, 25 years old. He put a padlock on her pants so she would not be unfaithful to him. She ended up calling the cops because she was in excruciating pain after being unable to go to the restroom for several hours. The padlock prevented her from taking off her blue jeans. She lives in an impoverished rural community in the Mexican Gulf state of Veracruz. Police say the woman told them her lover had done this for years, but she was too afraid of him to grab some scissors and cut the jeans. So police arrested her 40-year-old boyfriend. To the surprise of authorities, the woman refused to press charges once the man was detained. It just sounds so typical, doesn't it? They still took him in on a misdemeanor charge, but he was released a few hours later, and the following day he signed a statement promising to never again use a padlock against his girlfriend or abuser in any way.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah. What a bummer, huh? You can't padlock your girlfriend and abuser?
What can you do?
Yeah, what's the world coming to?
In my day.
Yeah. Now let's go to the UK. A 52-year-old man became angry at the captain of his airplane. He wasn't happy with how the captain was flying the plane. He said that the captain was scaring the hell out of him, and he feared they would never make a safe landing, that the captain was going to kill everybody. So the 52-year-old man was filmed stripping naked and trying to get the captain to come out and fight him. It says here they're trying to calm the guy down. After stripping naked, eventually they got the flight on the ground, thank God. But after they got the guy out, he proceeded to then urinate on the side of Terminal 1 there at the Manchester Airport. And obviously, once again, common thread tonight, the cops ended up having to taser him. and they says here issued him a fine on the spot for bad conduct. A fine?
I think all of the passengers should have been able to take a turn kicking the guy in the ass on their way out.
Why, yeah, I mean, it's, how do you taser somebody and they say, we're fining you, mister? It says here that, you know, the man was obviously being abusive to other passengers as well. So, anyway, you know, just, I mean, I can understand being scared if you think that the pilot's doing a bad job, but on the other hand, I don't know about stripping down naked and peeing everywhere and whatnot. I'm not sure that solves anything. But people are having very odd relationships these days with transportation and methods of transportation. And here's a story also from, I believe this, no, okay, this is from the U.S. This is from a guy who loves transportation, loves vehicles. Loves them so much, this 45-year-old man has had sex with over 1,000 cars. But he says he's settled down now. Actually, the guy is, I'm sorry, the guy is 62, but over the last 45 years, he's done this with 1,000 cars. He is what they call a mechaphile. He is sexually attracted to machines. He has gotten it on with Mustangs, Jaguars. He even says he joined the military for a year so that he could get access to an attached helicopter. And you know what he did with that helicopter? He, you know what he's finally settled down with, Forrest? You want to take a guess?
A VW.
How'd you guess? Are you a mechaphile? You're like, duh, it had to be a VW.
Of course. Are you serious?
Yes, I am serious. Really, how did you know this, Forrest?
Off the top of my head.
There's no way that you haven't humped a car. And because how else would you know that? Go ahead, admit it. Get it off your chest.
You know, VWs have just that nice shape. And
it looks like a big, smooth bulb of something or other, doesn't it? Yeah, he has settled down with a secondhand Volkswagen Beetle he bought 30 years ago, but it's still an open relationship. He continues to make love to his 1973 Opel GT called Cinnamon and an 1193 Ford Ranger called Splash. But he says, yeah, vanilla, his VW is the one. He loves that white-colored hatchback. Takes the car out with picnics and wine-filled dates, and says, when I hold vanilla in my arms, there's a powerful energy. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the last three stories I have saved for tonight, yes, they are quite twisted. That's why we call this the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange.
Come on.
Is it the Dark Star of Asheville or the Dirt Star of Asheville?
I'm not touching that either way, Josh.
I think it might be the Dirt Star of Asheville. Either way, I know why they call Herbie the Love Bug. Don't you, Forrest?
Well, I guess I do.
We're going to have a... I'm not sure if I want to know that much about Forrest's lifestyle, frankly. He immediately knew. Out of all the thousands of models of cars... All right, well, welcome back to Speaking of Strange. We're in the final minutes of tonight's program. Keep in mind, next week is going to be the actual Halloween edition, the last show before Halloween. You don't want to miss that, so be sure to put that on your calendar. That will air October the 26th. And we do up Halloween best we can on this program. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and yes, we call this the Dark 30 Hour because we dig into the more outrageous and controversial news. Tune out right now if there are kids around, if you are easily offended. You don't want to hear this material, but you can come back in like 5 minutes and everything will be okay again in the world.
Maybe.
Here's one from St. Paul, Minnesota. A 31-year-old woman was standing near the 500 block of Farrington Avenue. A large vehicle pulled up next to her, and a number of men jumped out, all wearing clown wigs. One of them ripped her iPhone from her hands. Another one grabbed her, pushed her down to the sidewalk. As all of the other clowns gathered around her, she's obviously horrified. She's thinking, you know, I'm going to be raped or something. Instead, one of the clowns just pees all over her. And then they jump back into the car and take off. She said the oddest part of the attack was as soon as it started, loud clown music was playing inside the vehicle. What is up with the people who are doing the clown thing now? This is getting truly scary. You know... I mean, we get these stories all over the place about people dressing as clowns and harassing folks when they're grabbing people and you know, urinating on them. That's horrible. She says that the whole thing smelled strongly of marijuana. Imagine that. Next story. This is from London, England. You know, we expect something more from the people of London. You know, they're supposed to be a higher caliber, classy folks, right? They have a nice accent. And yet, apparently a man called the fire department there in London. Here's what the headline says. Man calls fire department after penis gets stuck in toaster. In toaster! Of all the things! The firefighters were not given a sufficient explanation as to how his penis ended up in the appliance. They were able to safely extricate the organ while destroying the toaster. But they say this is not the only occurrence of its kind to plague the UK. Since 2010, more than 100 calls have come in, reporting something like a penis trapped or stuck in something. It has become such an ongoing issue, they now have trained and created whole new guidebooks just for dealing with such an occurrence. What are those limey guys up to? Jeez. It's disturbing. And here's another disturbing story, even more disturbing, that deals with this kind of thing. This is from... Well, not exactly, but you'll see the connection. This is from Manila in the Philippines. A guy who is a carpenter got into a fight with his wife, and apparently she had been accusing him over and over and over for years of running around with other women. And this 46-year-old man... has told her, I'm not doing it, I'm not cheating on you, and this goes on and on and on. Finally, this reached a climax. They get into a big fight, and he says, fine, you think I'm running around with other women? He walks out of the room, and he comes back in with a big blade. Yeah, carpenter blade. Right there in front of her, cut his own manhood off with the blade. He was rushed to a nearby hospital where they did their best to save him. Fortunately, they saved his life, but they say they went back to the scene and failed to find his you-know-what after doing an extensive search of the area. They said that it was obviously carried off by stray dogs. And that's going to do it for this edition of the program. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we will be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter, and tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!